So I grew up with a single dad, and we were so, so close. Like, do not feel sorry for me that I did not have a mother, because my dad made up for that. We loved each other so much. I was daddy's girl, and he was my special daddy. And when I turned seven years old, that's when he really started becoming my special daddy. He started doing photo shoots with me. And it was just like dresses and bathing suits. But first, we just started off with dresses, and it just felt fun. It was different, but I felt like a little fashion model or something. My dad seemed to be happy to take the pictures of me. And then he said he needed some bathing suit pictures, and I happily obliged. I mean, I was 7 years old. I didn't know any better. But I felt so, so special. It was like this special time that we spent together. Instead of watching movies and TV every night, we were now doing photo shoots every day. And I loved how happy it made him to take my pictures. He changed a little bit. Like, he was really, like, I remember thinking when I was that age that when he took my pictures, it looked like maybe I looked when I was really like studying for a test or doing a puzzle, just very focused. And it was all fine and fun. But one day I was taking a bath, and at that point I did the bathtub time all by myself. I was very independent as a little girl. But one day my dad came in, and I just panicked a little at first because it felt really weird to be naked in front of him. I remember just covering up really fast. But he eased me and relaxed me and told me it was fine. He was just going to sit there and visit with me while I took my bath. So I kind of warmed up to it, and I actually kind of liked it. It felt natural after I got over the shock of it. And then he started taking pictures of me in the bathtub. I didn't think anything of it. I just went along with it. And we got into a steady rhythm of he'd get home from work, we'd have dinner, and then we'd have picture time. And the picture time at that point was bathing suits and bathtub, for sure. But then Daddy showed me a picture of all kinds of pictures of women his age that were posing naked. And he showed me them to show me how to pose naked. So I'd look at the pictures in his magazines, and I'd lay or pose just like them, copying the woman. And I loved the way he looked at me during this time when I was posing like a big girl. I would do, you know, I'd get on my side and like open my legs. And he loved that. I'd get on my hands and knees and poke my little bottom up in the air. And he just takes so many pictures. And I just loved the way he looked at me. It was so much different than all the other times. I don't know. It was like he got even more focused. He was all focused on me, giving me all this attention. And I loved showing off. It made me feel special. And I noticed how he would really, really stare at my private parts. And I was fine with that. I actually liked it. I liked how it made him act. I liked how it made him look at me. And then after a while, he started putting me into bed, and like usually he would just kiss me on the forehead, tuck me in. But then those kisses turned into big girl kisses. Like one night he said, you know, he told me he noticed how I like to pose like a big girl, like the ladies in the magazines, and then asked me if I wanted to kiss him like a big girl. And I did. I wanted to be a big girl for him. It was my daddy. I loved him. And I remember him really, like, when he started kissing me, his big tongue was all slobbery. It was really weird. But it was attention from my daddy. And he'd hug me really close and put his hand on my little bottom. And it was, I loved it. Every night I look forward to daddy putting me to bed, making out with me. It was so special. A lot of times I wished he wouldn't leave. I wished he'd just stay in my bed all night. And then one night, he asked me to, like while I was posing, he asked me to touch my princess parts. And I thought that was really weird. I mean, at that point, I just knew that there was where I peed. And I knew that daddy liked to look at it, but I'd never even thought about touching it. So right there in front of daddy, I mean, I was a good girl. There was no way I wouldn't do what he asked. And I did it. He taught me how to touch it. He showed me like where to rub and how to rub. And it felt amazing. I didn't even know my princess parts at that age of 7 felt so amazing. And I noticed that daddy started filming it. And I didn't care. I figured he just wanted to keep it to himself, like I was doing a big girl thing and he wanted to capture it. And I mean, honestly, it just felt so good and made him so happy. So I didn't question it. And then one night, a few nights later, daddy took his clothes off during the photo shoot time when I was rubbing my little cunny. And I'd never, ever seen a man naked before. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget what it was like to see my father's big cock. Like, I was amazed. I was amazed at what I saw. He was hairy and it was big and his balls just like hung there. It was amazing. It was so different than my body. And daddy said that he could make himself feel good too, like I was. Of course, I wanted daddy to feel good. So I watched him stroke himself and I sat there and rubbed my cunny. And we just masturbated mutually until all of a sudden I saw him huffing and puffing like I thought something bad was going to happen. And then I saw it. I saw him come for the first time. It got all over himself. And it was, my eyes were wide open. I was so amazed. I had so many questions. But then daddy just rushed out of the room like he was upset, and I was really, really confused. I was worried I did something wrong, or I was worried, I don't know, my silly 7-year-old self that thought that maybe something was wrong with his private area or something. I was just confused. And then that was like the last time we played those games. And I got really depressed. I was so sad because, like I said, I thought I did something wrong. I mean, looking back now, I can see that he probably felt guilty, you know? But I was upset. I was a 7-year-old girl that didn't want to stop having that special daddy time. But my sweet daddy, he promised me. He still loved me and thought I was beautiful and I was his princess. But he said he shouldn't be doing those things with me. And that made me even more sad because I didn't understand. It just seemed like a fun game we were playing. And from then, and for years, I mean, honestly, every day of my life, I have masturbated about the image of him stroking his cock in front of me. I masturbate to how it felt to pose for him. I did that, you know, every single night when I was 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, every single day of my life. And now I'm a grown woman. I look back on that time and I'm so, it's like a loving sort of arousal. But, you know, I hate to say that all throughout my childhood, nothing happened. And I respected my daddy. I was going to try to push, but every night in my room, I wished he would come in and touch me or kiss me or stroke his big cock in front of me. One thing did happen, though. When I was a teen, I did try to seduce him because, you know, I was smart enough to know what I was doing. He wouldn't do anything. Never. Like one night, I wore the skimpiest of clothes. I had a crop top on. I think I was like 14 or 15, and I just had my panties on, and I tried to cuddle with him on the couch, and he just kept me in my place as, you know, a daddy that didn't touch me. But one night, I think I was about 17, I came home late one night, and he was on the couch, and I could tell he'd been drinking, and I crawled up to him on the couch, and I got him to kiss me. He even kissed me back. And he started groping my teen tits. And I started feeling the bulge in his pants, you know, on the couch right there while making out with him. But as soon as I started rubbing his cock, it didn't last long. He rushed off. And I guess I just thought after that night, nothing was going to happen. And I thought, oh, well. And actually, Daddy did die a year later when I was 18. But, you know, from my adulthood, even from 18 till now, I've always considered myself a pedophile. Yeah, pedophile woman. I was always thinking of my daddy and those times that we had those fun little, you know, sex games, if you want to call them, wishing there was more. I craved more. I craved the feeling of, or the memory. I wish I had the memory of my dad touching my little pussy down there. I crave for the memory of the first time I got to touch my dad's cock or put my mouth on it. So, yeah, that kind of turned me into a pedophile woman, really. I remember being 18, and I still do it to this day. I've looked at tasteful photos of boys and girls all these years, oftentimes when I'm masturbating, and it's nothing crazy, just soft core, if you will, naked pics of kids, and it just brings back memories. I love looking for girls around 7 years old because it reminds me of myself, that year that Daddy really started to explore with me. But, you know, me being a secret pedophile was pretty much a secret. I didn't know what to do with it. I dated for a while and I never really found anyone that matched until I met Ron, actually. And I thought to myself, he was the perfect man. I thought that, well, what I saw in him is that he was moldable. Like I could get him to mold to my wants and needs. Because secretly, I never told anyone, I had plans with a man. I would start a family with a man and I would slowly corrupt him into pedophilia with me. So me and Ron actually got married and it was great. I loved Ron and I couldn't wait to get pregnant and I did. And it was a girl. I was so happy. And we named her Maggie. She was so perfect. And he was such a good dad. Oh, he reminded me of my dad so much. Just loved Maggie. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I masturbated in the first years of her life, just wondering what my dad did to me when I was a little baby, just fantasizing about what he could have been doing. But, you know, when it came to Maggie, in my mind, I thought, you know, I'll start trying to put ideas in Ron's head whenever she gets to be 7, you know, that magic age for me. I couldn't wait for Maggie to be 7 too. I mean, just would bring back so many good memories. But I hate to say I got impatient, if you will, when Maggie was 4. I mean, I promise I did my best to wait, but when she turned 4, I thought, fuck it. I'm just going to start this now. I was so desperate to see Ron and Maggie together. I wanted Maggie to know the love I felt with my daddy, and I wanted him. I wanted him to look at Maggie the way my daddy looked at me. And so Maggie was easy to convince. I told her, you know, that maybe one night daddy would want to take pictures with her. And I showed her, like, I told her that she would be like a Barbie doll. And she would get dressed and daddy would take pictures of his live little Barbie doll. And of course, she was excited for that. But the hard part was to convince Ron. So I decided one night I confessed everything that happened with my dad to Ron. I had never told him before. But the only thing that I left out was everything past the bathing suit pictures. I just told him what my dad did at first. And I told him how I felt. And I told him how it really gave me a special bond with my dad and him with me. And I told him I wanted Maggie to have the same thing. And yeah, admittedly, Ron was a little hesitant at first. I mean, sure, because this isn't typical behavior. But I kept reminding him, like, we weren't doing anything wrong. We're just taking pictures of our daughter. So he finally agreed. He took pictures of Maggie in the cutest little dresses I had picked out for her. And eventually we did bathing suit pictures. I even went out and bought a bikini just for this. And we did it every night. Ron learned to like it. Maggie for sure liked it. She acted like I did. It brought back so many memories. But I loved watching Ron just become enamored with her beauty and her cuteness. I even, after a while, after we kind of got settled in the new routine of taking pictures, I talked him into the bathtub pictures. And you know, of course he was hesitant on this for sure, but I told him about my dad. I told him I left that out because I was embarrassed. And I told him how I loved it and how it just, it created a special loving bond between us. He was for sure shocked, but I was so excited about it. Because I told him, I told him, I said, don't you think that Maggie is so cute? And of course he agreed. And I'm like, well, what about when you see her in her truest form, all nude, naked, having fun in the bathtub? And he did it. We started doing the bathtub pictures, and Ron, I definitely noticed he was getting aroused, which, God, that turned me on so much. I could see the bulge in his pants, and I would just smile at him, trying to communicate that this was good. And Maggie was just like me. She loved to be the center of attention. She loved every second of it. And of course, like, I wanted more. So one night after the bathtub, I got her all dried off and brought her into our bedroom, and I got naked. I didn't even give Ron the time to react to this. And I got naked, and I told Maggie that she should do the same poses as me for Daddy. And she thought it was really, really silly and fun. And she did it. She did it with so much excitement. She actually, you know, begged her daddy to take more pictures. And it was so, so hot. It was so hot showing my daughter how to pose in a sexual way, her not even knowing what she was doing, and then watching Ron's eyes. I could see it. I could see it. It was like he wanted to, I don't know, like, lack for better words, just eat her up. It was like he was a caged tiger just wanting to pounce. It was so fucking hot. And then I started to introduce, you know, child porn to Ron, like just soft stuff, nothing crazy. And Ron became addicted. I knew he would. And he especially loved the kind with Maggie's age, 7-year-old or 4-year-old girls. He was watching things even without me, because at first we would have sex together watching videos. It was so fucking hot watching child porn together. And then I started catching him in the bathroom watching more videos. And of course, I didn't get on to him. I wanted him to be addicted. I wanted him to be a child-loving pedophile like me. And then, next photo time, I was naked. Maggie was naked. And I told Ron to get naked, and he didn't hesitate, not at all. There was no cameras this time. He just joined us on the bed, and all of us were just touching our own bodies. And he started stroking in front of her, and I loved watching Maggie's just shocked little 4-year-old face just staring at her father's cock with such curiosity. Oh, it was so fucking hot. I loved it. I wanted to do this every day, all day. I wanted to quit my job. I had fantasies of quitting my job and just having like sex, the three of us together, just drowning ourselves in child porn, teaching Maggie, you know, having her grow up in a pedo household. You know, Ron started to really, really change. I could tell I had corrupted him into pedophilia. He was obsessed, and I loved it. This is what I wanted. I wanted a man just as depraved as me. And I started showing Maggie how to touch herself, how to masturbate in front of her daddy. Oh, it was so hot seeing a four-year-old spread her little legs and rub her cunny. Me and Ron came so hard that night because Maggie loved to touch herself. It was just like I did when I was 7. I loved touching myself like that, learning how to please myself sexually. And after these times when we would masturbate together, me and Ron, we'd put Maggie to sleep and we'd have the hottest, most depraved sex. He would just fucking tear my pussy up and I would come so hard over and over again because I was thinking about my dad. You know, thinking about my memories of my dad, talking to Ron about how hot Maggie looked, being our little sex doll. God, I would tell Ron too. I'd tell him, I'd be like, why don't you fuck me as hard as you want to fuck Maggie? And he would fuck me like he never did before. It was so hot. Oh, it was so great. But more to this story, you know, if we were, I don't want to call it normal pedophiles, because is there anything as a normal pedophile? But in my mind, a normal pedophile would have stopped here, kind of like my dad did. This was kind of enough. Like, we had crossed the line enough. We were having great sex. It should have been enough, but no. No, it wasn't. Things started turning. And without my control, which was the surprising part. I think one of the next nights that we had our fun little family masturbation time, he started masturbating over Maggie, like shooting it on her. And I didn't even tell him to do that. And let me tell you, the first time I saw my husband's cum, her father's cum dripping down her hairless body, I was so turned on. And I wish I knew what that was like as a little girl. What it felt like to have my father's cum on my body, on my skin. Holy shit, it was so hot. And then Ron started even more without my control. And to be honest, I didn't even complain about the lack of control. I just let him do his thing. He started kissing her. He started molesting Maggie. And she still loved all this. It was all fun and games. You know, and I can't tell you how hot. Oh, it was so fucking hot to see my husband touch Maggie's 4-year-old cunny. Oh my God. Because I can't tell you how many times I've masturbated myself thinking about my daddy's big hands going between my puffy little lips, and to know that I was seeing it happen in front of me, fucking hell, it was so hot. And he would come on her like every single night. And to my surprise, Maggie loved it. She loved her daddy coming on her. Like, she thought it was fun. And that was so hot too. A 4-year-old like clapping and giggling when her father came on her. And I did put a little control in here. And like one of the following nights, I told Ron, I said, you know, it's okay if Maggie starts sucking your cock. Like, just gently, I'll teach her. I'll teach her how to just put her little lips around the head of your cock. That's all she'll be able to take with that itty bitty mouth. And of course he said, sure, because at this point he was watching so much child porn. All it took was me just with that simple nudge. And he guided Maggie down between his legs, and I taught her how to suck her father's cock. Oh my God, it was so hot. She was so into it because she loved this fun sex time. Nothing was painful. She was just the center of our attention, and she wanted to make her daddy happy. And he came inside of her mouth. She really did not like that at all. She spit it out, but it was still was so fucking hot. His cum was just oozing out of her mouth, oozing down like it didn't fit in her tiny little four-year-old mouth. And then Ron started fingering her. I about died. I about died when I saw this for the first time. He was so gentle. He just started with one finger, actually his pinky first. And he just worked that pinky inside that tiny little slit. And that Maggie, she loved it. She loved getting fingered by her father. And he started doing other fingers, like his pointer finger. Then he used his thumb. Oh my God, we were stretching her little pussy every night. And Ron was so gentle. He was so gentle. He was so good at being a pedophile molester to his own daughter. And then one night, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't fucking handle it. I was too turned on by everything. And I wanted to see his cock against her pussy. Because, again, I had fantasized about my father fucking my little seven-year-old pussy. I mean, my father, he had every bit of chance to do it. No one lived with us. I was into it and he didn't do it. And I wanted Ron to do it to our little daughter. And so first I just told him, let's just see what your cock looks against it. And oh my God, he was so huge compared to her little preschool pussy. Oh my God. And then I just told him, I just said, put it in a little bit, just a little bit. We're not going to hurt her. And he did. He just put the tip in and he was still so gentle. I was so proud of him. He didn't like lose control. And we trained her every night for weeks, putting more and more into her, just more of his cockhead. That's how tiny she was. And every time he'd pull out and just come all over her little belly as she giggled. And Maggie, that little slut, she liked feeling her father's cockhead inside of her. Because I would ask her and watch over her and she'd just be smiling the whole time, saying she was fine. And then I'd look down and see the tip of his cock just buried inside that tiny little hole. God, it was so fucking hot. But one day, Ron, he lost it. He absolutely lost it. I thought we were having a night of just training her little pussy, grooming our four-year-old for sex. But, you know, he started with the slight training, like just the tip in there. But then he really, really let it all out. I mean, he just forced it in there. He started legitimately raping our daughter. And I just sat there and watched in amazement. Amazement. My pedo pussy throbbed. It's like the two of us didn't care. We didn't care that she started complaining. She was scared of daddy. She was scared of Ron. And she said things were hurting. But Ron was fucking her so deep. And I couldn't. I was frozen. I was frozen in shock. A mixture of shock and arousal. As I watched my husband, her father, just put the weight of his body down into our daughter, every thrust pushing her deeper into the mattress. I mean, he was fucking her little pussy like he was trying to split her fucking body open, and I just couldn't. I loved it. I loved it. I was ashamed in the moment, but I fucking loved it because I had fantasized about my father doing the same fucking thing. And Maggie, she hated every second of it. She didn't like this game, but we kept going. Ron kept going. I saw blood. I saw a little blood there because it was fucking her so fucking hard. And oh my God, this happened night after night, to be honest. And Maggie, she just took it. She took it because we had spent so much time grooming her to be this sexualized four-year-old. But then Ron had other plans. Ron was just thrusting his cock inside of her, forcing his way inside that little pussy. And eventually, after about a week, we started noticing she would cry less. And that little slut actually was moaning a little. She started actually sort of liking being fucked. It was like she was trying to be a good girl, like a big girl for her daddy, and fucking take it. And she did. She took every moment of it and started not crying and being into it. But I'm going to admit that as my husband, her father, as Ron raped her every night, and I'm talking brutally, brutally pinning her down and using her little body, I was masturbating thinking about the first nights of her just being taken and split apart by Ron, her crying, and how fucking much it turned me on. But it, you know, by the time Maggie turned 5, she was both our little playthings. She was daddy's little cock doll, daddy's little rape doll. And we had even taught her how to be mommy's good little slut too. I taught her exactly how to lick my pussy, how to finger it, just at 5 years old. And at this point, we were just a pedophile family. Just so fucking happy. So happy. We played child porn every night with our sweet little angel. And then one night, I got to tell the two of them that I was pregnant again. Yes, and then after a while, we learned it was a girl, which was great. And Ron and I started making plans how we would start this one way earlier than we did Maggie.